What is the joyful sale of broken objects? Imagine a shop in the West Bank in Palestine, full of pottery, bowls and plates, mugs and urns, and jewellery like earrings, brooches, bracelets, kaffirs and clothes and knickknacks. But today it's all smashed up. Your feet are treading on broken pieces. The shopkeeper is upset. Maybe it's the fifth time you've seen this. Vandalism of his shop is regular by Israeli soldiers. You express sympathy, but it seems thin. Then you have an idea, and you collect up the pieces of three objects from the floor, and you put the pieces on his counter, and you ask him, how much? He looks at you quizzically, but you insist, how much were these things before they were smashed up? And he adds it up, and it's about 80 shekels, perhaps £20. And so you pay the 80 shekels, and you collect the pieces, and you put them in your bag. Then you have another idea. You collect the pieces of each broken thing on the floor that you can find, and you take a photo. And this, you send the photos by WhatsApp to your friends. Each of them buys a thing, a broken thing. And a week later, you return to the shop with £500. You explain to the shopkeeper this is recompense for the things that were broken. A tiny piece of justice. And you step out into the sunshine. That's the sale of broken objects.